Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Monsignor Peter Fleetwood is back with us once again. He's a longtime friend and contributor to our programmes here at the radio and is now based in England as a parish priest. If you tuned in at this same time last week, you may have heard the first of his reflections on Catholic England. In a few moments, he'll continue with this trend as we try and set the scene for Pope Benedict XVI's forthcoming apostolic visit to the United Kingdom, an occasion in which, among other things, the Holy Father will place on the path to sainthood John Henry Newman. I asked Father Peter how, in his opinion, the ordinary person in England might relate to one who's considered by many to be one of the most significant and enigmatic figures of the 19th century. Stay tuned.
Does the ordinary person relate to John Henry Newman in England?
I don't think the ordinary person does, but lots of Catholics do. Lots of people who are aware of literature, and particularly religious literature, would be fascinated by Newman. Even in the realm of philosophy, sometimes you come across Newman, not just simply in theology, but also in philosophy. So there are academics who'd be interested as well, but the bulk of the people who will be interested will be Catholics, I think. Very pleased because Newman and those who came to England from Italy at the time of his reception into the Catholic Church were part of a movement involving also Ignatius Spencer, for example, relation of Winston Churchill and Princess Diana. That time was a time when people spoke often of the conversion of England. Now, I don't think that meant making England Catholic again so much as bringing the gospel back to life, bringing people to Christ in the sense of those great evangelical crusades that there used to be. And that's nothing to do with people in other countries. It's just trying to revive and revitalize the belief in Jesus Christ and life according to his teachings. Newman was very much part of a great moment of revival in England. So I think people will look at his canonization as an affirmation of the need constantly to repropose, represent, re-announce the values of the gospel.
Are there any particular role models for English Catholics among eminent people, eminent Catholics from the past?
The most obvious one, I think, is St. Thomas More, who already is acknowledged as the patron of politicians. The greatest phrase he ever came out with, as far as I'm concerned, is, "I am the king's good servant, but God's first." That's a very good phrase for many, many Catholics who feel very loyal to being British, being English, but they also realise that there's a dimension to life which isn't always covered by the legislation or the political leaders. There's a religious and a highly moral calling of which we're all aware, and to have someone like Thomas More able to encapsulate it, "I am a loyal subject, but I'm also loyal to God, and my first duty is to be honest to my religious convictions," that's a great role model to have. And I think Mary Ward is recognised as a great educator, a liberal educator in the sense of looking to the whole of the life of a young woman, not just getting them into church and not simply either filling their heads with knowledge. A different kind of view of education, and she's had an effect on a huge number of people, and I know they in their turn have brought their values to bear in the jobs they do and in their families and so on. So Moore and Ward, I think many of the English martyrs, for those who know about them, are also figures of strength in the faith. I hope they're not just awkward so-and-sos who refused to give up their faith because they were Lancastrians or something. I think there's more to it than that. There's a great sense that I really do owe it to my Lord Jesus Christ to have the strength to stay with this, no matter what people attack me with. It's very hard to speak that message these days because we're always told, ah, but that's just recalling the divisions between Christians. I don't think that's true, and it doesn't matter if we're talking about Christians or atheists or believers in other religions. I think anybody can gain from knowing the courage of people who were prepared to give their life for what they believe in.
What about a figure like Edmund Campion? I mean, I realise that for English people he's very well known, but even I've heard some English asking me who Edmund Campion was.
Well, I think along with many of the others, fewer and fewer people know anything about any saints. One of the things I do in my parish newsletter is every week provide short biographies or summaries of the teachings of or the importance of the saints who are being celebrated that week. And there are people who come back to me saying, I never knew any of that, Father. Thank you very much. And I think most people now don't know who Edmund Campion was, to be honest.
Even in England?
Even in England.
I grew up in Catholic England, when I went to boarding school, I mean, Edmund Campion was a huge figure, a huge role model. No?
Well, Edmund Campion was a huge figure in my education as well, partly because of the school I went to in England, but also because of his portrait hanging on the staircase in the college I studied in here in Rome, so I know a lot about him. We're in a tiny minority.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks so much for listening.